Today's Shir in the Dear Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Omer Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are still discussing the halachos of Bishul, of cooking on Shabbos. We begin with the Ramah, the very top line. The Ramah says, Hagah. Vehu adin kol dovor kosher she'eno roi lechol klal below shriya. The Osir Lishros B'Shabbos, the heavy Gemar Melacha. The Ramah is continuing a discussion that we had in yesterday's shir, which we discussed in the entire shir. What are you allowed to do with rinsing something with hot water? So yesterday we spoke out that you are not allowed to rinse salty fish, mackerels, or other similar type of objects with hot water from a kli sheni on Shabbos, because their hadochason, their rinsing over here, is essentially the gemar melacha, making the food edible. So the Ramah is adding today that the same thing applies with anything that is a hard item, which is essentially inedible the way it is right now, without soaking it in hot water. In that situation, you are forbidden to soak it in hot water because that would finish the job. Now, this brings us to a very interesting discussion, which will start in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Ches. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Shalomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Davar Shehu Roy Lechol Chai Belo Bishul, something that is edible without being cooked. However, Ach Shehu Yavesh V'Koshim Od, but if it's a hard item that is very difficult to eat, Acheinu Roy Lechol Klal, below shriya b'chamim, but it essentially is inedible unless you go and soak it in hot water. Then osur lishroso, you are not permitted to go and soak this hard item that's essentially inedible, even though it doesn't need to be cooked, without soaking it in hot water. L'chor, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lama tzorech ha-Ramah l'sayim the heavy gemar melacha. Why is the Ramah telling us that this is a gemar melacha over here? He should just say, Tebuklei, the whole dover yavesh, shalom nizbashil mibod yom, anything that is hard and hasn't been cooked before Shabbos, also l'shrosu b'chamim b'Shabbos, is not allowed to be soaked in hot water on Shabbos. V'chanal, as we've already explained. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, why did the Ramah say this over here? Yesh lomar. The road to Lashmina, the Ramah is teaching us over here, the bezesh hu gemar melachto, because this is its final act over here, yes iser bashriya midaraisa. The chiddush over here is this is an iser daraisa, no different kimo bahadochos maliach hayoshan, similar to the rinsing of a salty fish, which we said yesterday is an iser daraisa. And he tells us to look at the bir halacha, ayin the bir halacha, and the dibur amatzchel v'hu adin kol davar kosher. The Chofetz Chaim continues and he writes an alternative reason for why the Ramah said over here the heavy gemar melacha. Inami yeshlomar the had goas Mordechai, the hagos Mordechai sover kedasa Mordechai, like the Mordechai Shapirish b'simin shinbeis, who explained the following: dai meidichin, that which we said you're not allowed to rinse over here a salty fish, heavy afilu bechli rishon ulahachi also boshriya, that is included in a kli rishon, and you're not allowed to go and pour from a kli rishon hot water onto the fish, just like you're not allowed to go and put the fish into the hot water. The b'kli sheni afilu shriya shari, but in a kli sheni, which is a lower level capability, the Mordechai said that you are allowed to go and put the item into it. Soaking it is permissible. And therefore, ulahochi kamar, that's why over here, the Ramah is now telling us, because of this Mordechai, the bedover kosher, shashriya mirakicho, something that's hard, and soaking it will soften it, now making it edible, sheiroi lecho, that shriya is osur b'chol gavna, in all situations. And he says, einafkirina ben elu ashnei terutzin, there really is no difference over here between these two terutzin, the one in the Mishnah Berurah and the one over here in the Chofetz Chaim, bringing down the bir halacha, only in the explanation of what's going on. And he brings down that the Vilna Gaon felt that the first explanation given in the Mishnah Berurah is the more correct one. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Lamed Tes to explain it's osur to go and soak the hard item that's essentially inedible unless you soak it in hot water. And he explains this is true afilu b'kli sheni. This act is forbidden even if the utensil wasn't directly on the fire itself, it was poured from something that was on the fire and taken off from the fire, making that a kli rishon into now this kli sheni. Even in this, you're not allowed to go and soak this hard item that's inedible without being soaked. And he says, uadin im hudover shiyeh nasa royali achila ayde hadochas chamin biyama. And this is true even if it only requires rinsing, not soaking, in order to make it edible. He says, gam b'hadocha osu. This rinsing is also forbidden, as we already explained, the chanal linyan dog moliach, as we had a discussion in yesterday's shir at length. And now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important halacha, really one of the key halachos that people, unfortunately, incorrectly do on Shabbos. And he says, V'atu nevor din bishul ale hati. He's now going to tell us the halachos of cooking tea, of making a cup of tea on Shabbos. And we'll see the same halachos apply to a certain extent for coffee. Hashayach b'kama in yonim l'siv seh. And this has many ramifications for what we've learned so far in Siv Dalet, in the three shiurim that we've had, including today. He says, hinei tea b'shabbos, making a cup of tea on Shabbos. Poshut b'poskim, he brings down from many different poskim, you see in the Shara Tzion, in Ost Nun Hei, he says, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's son, in his Sefer, the Yaros Devash, that's Rabbeinu Yonah's and Eibishitz, Zatzal, one of the great Gedolim from 200 years ago. And he says, many other Gedolim, in the Sefer Ikrei Dinim, and he says, the Prima Godim, in a number of places, the Sefer B'nai Tzion, and the Sefer Ubekalkelis Shabbos, and he says as well in the Nesivos Shalom, he has a long arichas on this, about many mistakes, shigigas hanoshim amutoyim azed, the many mistakes that people make, that men make, in doing this. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Pashut b'poskim, it's clear, this isn't something that's controversial. The Yesbo Mishum Bishul, if you cook tea, you make a glass of tea inappropriately, you are over Bishul. And in Dishra foot number 50, he brings down, even though you're doing this with the heat from a fire, Rav Moshe Feinstein's that Zatzal in the Yiras Moshe brings down, you're not actually doing something to the tea leaves themselves with this heating them up. And since if there is no change done through the heat, it's not called baking. And that's why this is called bishum bishul and not mishum afia. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, if a person were to do these incorrect ways of making tea intentionally, this is an issur skila. Yeshbo issur skila. This is mazid intentionally being over in issur on Shabbos, which is a capital crime of stoning. And Bishogeg, if he doesn't know the halachas, it's a chiv chattas. This is very serious business. It's a major issur d'orais over here. And the Mishnah Berurah cautions, Arkein Yeshli Zor Bomod. One has to be very, very careful with this. Now, he says, Bavanoseno Rabim, unfortunately, due to our many sins, Rabim Nechsholimbo, Umekilin Liatzman, Bekulo Shein Behem Mamish. He says, many people make mistakes over here because they just don't know the halachas and they take leniencies that aren't real. Valkein Murchachani Lavar, therefore, the Mishnah says, I take it upon myself, B'ezras Hashem, to explain to you what's permitted and what's not. So he starts and he says, Hinei, lo'oros mikli rishon al aliyati, to take a kli rishon and pour it on tea leaves. Yesh b'zeh b'vadech hashash av malocha. This is absolutely a concern of an issur d'oraisa and av malocha. The kai malon, because we hold the iru mavashu k'dei klipa, because iru kli rishon has the ability to cook at least the outer part, k'dei klipa, as we will learn in Yitzhak Shem Kilakam Nesifyod, as we've already mentioned as well. The kosher cane, im yamidenu achakach alatanor o beso chakochlin, achia yatsu lesbo. And certainly, if you're going to put this concoction that you made with the hot water and the tea leaves in a chamber, as we talk, these kochlin that are chambers within their ovens, and it will reach the temperature of yatsu lesbo, or you put it in the oven itself, bivada yovo lukuliyam lide iser skil aidezet. This is an absolute iser daraisa, and he uses very strong terms. If you do this intentionally, you chayv skila. And he says, "Avilu miyur tzalitain es alihati l'socha kli achar shiya ore hachadim l'socha." And indeed, if you want to put the tea leaves in after you pour the water, kidei shiya al hamayim shem klisheni, because you've now created the water having only the status of a klisheni, and you think that you can intentionally put in the tea leaves then. So this is also also gamkein also. It's forbidden. As we've already learned, the dover shalom bo bechamim lefnei Shabbos, something that wasn't heated up in hot water before Shabbos, ain't shorin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos. Afilu b'chli sheni, even in a kli sheni. And he adds, v'kol shekein, certainly lefi mashem avor b'siv says what we've learned already. The yesh dvarim rachim kalei habishul. There are soft things that are very easily cooked. Shemizbashlin afilu b'hadocha mikli sheni, that are even going to be able to be cooked with irui kli sheni, pouring from a kli sheni. And after the yesh be'olim, gam kin chashash isa deraisa afilu b'ofenze. And there's a possibility that you're having isa deraisa in irui kli sheni onto tea leaves. And therefore, the alkein, his kimu achronim, the psak halacha amongst the achronim,
is the Yesh L'Oros Aleha Me'erev Shabbos Roschim Mekli Rishon. If you want to make tea, this is the way to do it. On Erev Shabbos, you take water from a Kli Rishon and you pour it onto the tea leaves. And you make essence. Kidesh Aideze Ye Nikra Hati Mevushal Mixas. Because now you've made the tea already considered partially cooked. The Iroi Mevashal Kidei Klipa, because you've cooked it at least the Kidei Klipa by Iroi Kli Rishon. Via Hafech Be'eso Iroi Yasati Heitev. And you turn the tea. You stir the tea in this fashion, in this hot water, milamala lamata, milamata lamala, up and down. You turn it and stir it very well. And he says, he says it's even more ideal to actually cook it in a place where it can actually be cooked. You put it on a fire, for example. You then take the essence over here, the tea extract over here, and you place it into another utensil. And now you let the tea leaves that are left behind dry off. And now this tea could actually have hot water poured onto it on Shabbos from a Kli Rishon, because it's been fully cooked from Erev Shabbos. It now has the status of a Dover Yavesh, which we've already learned. The Kaimalom Besiv Zeh, the Ein Bo Bishul Acha Bishul Afilu Im Nitzdanin. Because here, if it's not liquidy at all, it's solid, and it's been fully cooked. So he said you can even do Irui on it because there is no din of Bishul Acha Bishul by a cold item that is solid. And then he says as well, now you can take this hot water and add the essence that you had already made before Shabbos into it as well, as we just mentioned, the dover la'achshin it's done in, because it's cold essence over here while a liquid, you can even put it into a hot cup of water. But you must do it in this way, which we said was separating the essence from the now dry tea leaf, the mishar b'mashka essence, because if you leave the essence in the same container with the tea leaves itself, then we've learned that you can't add the hot water to it, because Hari Kaimelon, we've already learned, the belach with a moist item, yesh bishul acha bishul im nitzani, it does have a din of bishul if you were to pour a kli rishon onto it. Unless, in lo, shemeha essence had sonanim, he merubim shlo yischamimu aide hamayim shema'or aleim lemochar. Unless there's so much essence over here that it just won't be heated up. And he says, "V'chein adin linyan coffee." The same exact halach applies to coffee. Yizor shelo ya'ari aleim mayim chamim mikli rishon. You should not pour onto coffee hot water from a kli rishon. Imlo she'era aleim me'esmo v'herik samayim me'aleim. Unless you already did this yesterday before Shabbos, and then you remove the hot water, and you only have left the coffee. They're not talking about instant coffee. They're talking here about something like coffee beans. Vatam, and the reasoning is, kekol haniskalel, the same exact reasoning is by the tea leaves, is applies to these beans of coffee. And he says as well, look in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, and the Piskei Tshuva, and Nara Chaim, regarding this halacha. Then he says, v'dai, you should know. Diav, shehitarnu la'oros, chamim al'ale hati va'kofi, and that which we allowed you to pour hot water onto the tea and coffee in the way that we described, as long as they were cooked already before Shabbos with the water from a kli rishon, nevertheless, yizor shelo yamid esati v'kofi b'taner or b'kochlin achas shesofch le'mayim. Even in this situation, you can't put the hot water cup now with the tea and coffee in it in one of these kochlin or one of these spaces in the taner that's designated for this. Because the pouring of the hot water that was done on Erev Shabbos is only going to go and mivasho the klipa, the outer part. Now when you put it into these kochlin, when you put it into the tanur in some way, it's going to cook the inside as well, and that would be forbidden. And this way that we just described, just now, even though you don't have to protest against people doing this, he says, he brings down from the Achronim a better suggestion. Go and take care of the essence that you're making on Erev Shabbos totally. So you shouldn't need to put in any more hot water into it on Shabbos. Take this cold essence that's been fully cooked, that you put the essence into the cup that you're going to drink from. So you can put the essence that's been fully cooked into a klisheni. That's allowed. Du'adin, shemutu lo se suso hako seze. And likewise, you can put into this cup, this klisheni, shu klisheni, cholosh in its standing, cold milk. However, I will also la'aros alei mikli rishon, but you're not allowed to go and pour onto this with the kli rishon, as we've already learned. Kidel b'siv ze. He adds, ukisha essence shelo eino tzonein, hu bevadito. And certainly, if you keep the tea essence hot, so it's not cooled off, that's certainly the best. Lotzeis b'ze yidei kol deos. Then you'll be yotzei according to all opinions. The issue foot number 51 adds a lot to this, and he says, even though we normally allow you to put certain types of spices into a klisheni, as we've already discussed, he brings down from the shelus teshuvas ginas varodim, the tea and coffee are different. They're the essence of this cup, as opposed to spices, which you're putting, let's say, into a soup or something like that, that you're not really intending to cook the spices. They're just flavoring the soup, as opposed to here, you're intending to cook the tea and the coffee, so therefore in a klisheni it's no good. He does bring down the Shelus Tshuvas Or Lutzion, the great Sfaradi Posig Zatzal, does in fact allow you to place directly a tea bag, or some people have a coffee bag the same way, into the dry Kli Shlishi and pour from a Kli Shleini onto it. Because he says, at worst, you're only going to be able to cook Kidei Klipa. And he says the outer part of the bag will be the only part that's cooked and not the tea inside of it. However, many disagree. Rav Yashiv, for example, Zatzal writes, Ein Lahokel Bezeh, you can't take upon yourself this Kula. And if you're going to the trouble of doing this, you should pour the water first into the kli shlishi and then put the tea bag or the coffee bag or the instant coffee into the kli shlishi. Now, not everybody agrees that you're allowed to do this. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins that you can put the tea into a kli shlishi. He says that's awesome. He says our own eyes see that it's cooking there. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. He says even in the kli shlishi or V. And the Aruch HaShulchan even adds, shekana dim b'coffee v'shoko. The same thing applies, coffee or hot chocolate. However, here, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Nigros Moshe disagrees. And he says, Ein lahachmir ba'ali hati ela shelo levashlem b'klisheni. He says, you can't put the tea bag into a klisheni, but you can put the tea bag into a klishlishi. He says, ach b'klishlishi ein lahachmir, and he says the same din applies to coffee and chocolate. In Dishuf number 52, he brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shemut Elit no b'klisheni. He says you can put instant coffee into a klisheni. And there's also opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita, Kivin Shekofi Zemavushel, because the instant coffee that we have has already been previously cooked. And this is also the opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak. And he adds, Shafim Yesh Sofik Shema Mayim Chamin Bishir Shiyad Nichvayus Bo. Even if the coffee is so hot that it would burn you, he says this is still mutter. However, he says you're not allowed to be ma'abra from the klirishon into this. However, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Digros Moshe writes, Shemuter af la'oros al gavav mikli rishon. He says you're even allowed to pour into instant coffee directly from a kli rishon. And he says, Ladina ain lahachmir, you don't have to be machmir. Although he himself personally was machmir, he says. In any event, he also brings out from the Shevet Alevi Zatzal, he also too was machmir. And this also was the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, that he would put coffee, instant coffee, into a kli shlishi, unless the water becomes so cooled off, he would allow you to do it from a kli sheni. Finally, the issue for number 53 brings down from the Minogei Chazon Ish. He says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down from his uncle, the Chazon Ish, that he would do the following. He would take the water from the urn and pour it into another cup. That's a klisheni. And then into another cup, that's a klishlishi. And then he would take this klishlishi and pour it onto the tea bag in the kli revi that already had the essence in it. And the reason he specifically poured from the kli shlishi into the essence and not put it into a kli revi or into the kli shlishi and put the essence into it or the tea bag into it, because the concern of iser tzoveya, of dyeing the water. The water is clear, and now you're going to color the water, and therefore there is a potential iser in that, even though many say that there is no iser tzoveya by foods. So he was machmer for that, and that's why he poured the essence first into the kli revi and then poured the water from the kli shlishi onto it. So this is a very complicated subject about making a simple glass of tea on Shabbos. If you don't have essence, you can rely upon the opinions that if you have a kli shlishi, you can put the tea bag into the kli shlishi. If you have essence, then there are other ways that we described to be yotze all of the opinions, including the concern with soveya, as we just described. With this, we will conclude today's shiur.